Focus on Health System Reform, presented by the North Carolina Medical Society, Leadership in Medicine. I'm Mike Edwards. In this edition, we focus on the question, what is the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Innovation, or CMI? One of the many new entities created by the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act is the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Innovation, or CMI, which will be part of the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS. The goal of CMI is to test the impact that innovative payment and service delivery models have on the cost and quality of healthcare services. Preference for selecting new delivery models to test will be given to those models that improve coordination, quality, and efficiency of healthcare services. The models further must target a defined patient population for which there are deficits of care leading to poor clinical outcomes or potentially avoidable expenditures. The Secretary also may limit testing to certain geographical areas. CMI is required to consult with relevant federal agency representatives, as well as with clinical and analytical experts in medicine and healthcare management. Open-door forums will be conducted to seek input from interested parties. Models will be evaluated based on an analysis of the quality of care furnished, including the measurement of patient-level outcomes and patient-centeredness criteria, and the effect of the model on program cost. The Secretary is charged with publicizing the evaluation results for each model reviewed. The Act requires that CMI be operational by January 1, 2011. Over $10 billion have been appropriated for CMI activities for 2010 through 2019. You can learn more about this section of the Act by going to the Health System Reform Resource Center on the NCMS website at ncmedsoc.org. That's ncmedsoc.org. Look for Part 3, Encouraging Development of New Patient Care Models, found in Section 3021, Establishment of Center for Medicare and Medicaid Innovation within CMS. Focus on Healthcare Reform is presented by the North Carolina Medical Society, Leadership in Medicine.